नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। हरे कृष्ण। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, Text 60. So we'll read the translation of 59 and recite Text 60.
Etat suhrad bhi चरितम मुरारे
59 ओके ट्रांसलेशन सिंस टेक्स्ट 59 ट्रांसलेशन सिंस यू इंक्वायर फ्रॉम मी आई हैव फुली डिस्क्राइब टू यू दोज एक्टिविटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड हरि दैट वर परफॉर्म्ड इन हिज फिफ्थ ईयर बट नॉट सेलिब्रेटेड अंटिल हिज सिक्स्थ। Now recite text 60, right?
Etat suhrad bhi charitam murare aghardanam shadval jenam cha व्यक्तायतरद्रूपं अज उरु अभिष्टमं श्रवं गणन्ति नरोखिलार्थं एतत् सुहृद्भिश्चरितं मुरारे अघार्दनं शाद्वलजेमनं च व्यक्तेतरद्रूपं योर्वभीष्टवम् शृण्वन् गणने दिनरोऽखिलार्थान् एतत् सुहृदिभिश्चरितं मुरारे अगार्दनं शाद्वलजे मनं च व्यक्तेतरद्रूपमजोर्वभीष्टवम् शर्वं गण्येति नरोऽखिलार्थ। एता
दीज सुहृद भी अलोंग विद द कैवर्ड फ्रेंड्स Charitam, pastimes. Murare, of Lord Murari. Aghadana, the subduing of the demon Aghasura. Shadvala, on the grass in the forest. Jemana, the taking of lunch. Cha and Vyaktaitara Supramundane Rupam, the transcendental form of the Lord. Aja by Lord Brahma. Uru, elaborate. Abhistavam, the offering of prayers. Shanva, hearing. Granan, chanting. Iti, attains. Nara, any person. Akhil artham, all desirable things. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any person who hears or chants these pastimes Lord Murari performed with his coward friends, the killing of Aghasura, the taking of lunch on the forest grass, the Lord's manifestation of transcendental forms, and the wonderful prayers offered by Lord Brahma, is sure to achieve all his spiritual desires. Purport. So please repeat. Any person who hears or chants these pastimes, Lord Murari performed with his coward friends, the killing of Aghasura, the taking of lunch on the forest grass, the Lord's manifestation of transcendental forms, and the wonderful prayers offered by Lord Brahma, is sure to achieve all his spiritual desires. Purport. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami, even one who is only inclined to hear and chant the pastimes of Lord Krishna will achieve spiritual perfection. Many devotees seriously engaged in propagating Krishna consciousness are often so busy that they cannot chant and hear the pastimes of the Lord to their full satisfaction. However, simply by their intense desire to always chant and hear about Krishna, they will achieve spiritual perfection. Of course, as far as possible, one should actually vibrate these transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. So we are in Canto 10, Chapter 14, very important chapter. And we are on text 59 and 60. And here Maharaj Parikshit, he asked some questions, and then Shukdev Goswami is replying. And now here it comes like a Falashruti of this whole chapter is coming to a conclusion. And what is Falashruti? Falashruti is when we read or recite or chant prayers or the verses in the service of the Lord or in the glorification of Lord Krishna or hearing the pastimes of Lord Krishna, then what happens at the end of the prayers or the end of this pastime or the end of the chapter, Falashruti is mentioned. That's what this text 60 is all about. That any person who hears or chants these pastimes, Lord Murari performed. So here the word Murari came because Lord killed demon Mura. And here Lord also killed in this chapter demon Agasura. So the point here is these pastimes, that he so easily killed this demon and now he is relaxing even after Brahma played some mischief. As he is relaxed, he says no. But the devotees, those who listen these pastimes, if any bad qualities that we have in our heart, that will be removed because it's Lord Krishna's mercy. In Sutta Siksha of Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17-21, Sutta Goswami spoke 5 verses which are called Sutta Siksha. Siksha or the teachings given by Sutta Goswami. And those teachings or those 5 verses has also been quoted by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in the purport of text 7.1 of Bhagavad Gita as well. Because many times we doubt whether this happened or not, whether there was Krishna really or not, whether he performed so many pastimes or not, we doubt. Because we are conditioned material soul, not material soul, but material body, spiritual element. We are spiritual, but because we are encased in this material body, so our tendency is to rely on our senses. But Lord is beyond senses, adhokshaja. So here, 7.1 Bhagavad Gita says, Maya Sakta, now let's try this to keep ourselves awake. I will recite one line of the verse and then everyone repeat after me. So we'll all be in one line. Maya Sakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunyam Madashraya Ashanshayam Samagramam Yatha Gyashachita Shrunu. O Parth, you please engage your senses, yourself, your mind, and unite with me in your activities, in your thoughts, in your meditation. Asansayam samagram, whole thing, whole package, not just one thing from here, one thing from there, and I pick and choose and follow whatever I want. No. Samagram. And now hear from me. Lord Krishna is telling to Arjuna, now hear from me. And hear without any doubt, take this whole thing as a package. And then in purport, because here it came about that any person who hears or chants these pastimes, so Shanavata, so Sutta Goswami in text 1-17 of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is saying, Shanavatam, everyone will say, Shanavatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hirdanto Sthohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suhasatam Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttam shloke Bhaktir bhavati nashtraki Tadarajastamo bhava Kamalo bhadayaschaye Chedare Dharanavidam Isitam Satve Prasidati. And the fourth one, Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha
भगवत तत्व विज्ञान मुक्त संगस्य जायते
एंड देन व्हाट हैपेंस भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथे
छिद्यन्ते सर्व संशया क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि दृष्ट एवात्मनीश्वरे
सो विद्यते हृदय ग्रंथेस दीज पास्ट टाइम्स एंटर इनटू आवर हार्ट्स एंड देन क्लीन्स ऑल द डर्ट एंड डस्ट ऑफ अनवांटेड अनफुलफिल्ड डिजायर्स इन आवर हार्ट एंड देन संशया विद्यन्ते सर्व संशया ऑल द डाउट्स ऑल द मिसगिविंग्स ऑल द मिसहैपनिंग्स All these contamination in our heart because we cannot see ourselves. Self-realization means seeing ourselves who we are. And what happened, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also mentioned in Sistastaka prayers, Cheto Darpan Marjanam. Our chitta, our heart is like a mirror. And on this mirror, the reactions of our past misdeeds of previous lives have been accumulated as a dust on the mirror. So cheto darpan marjanam, we have to clean this mirror like heart from the dust of the reactions of previous actions now accumulated as unwanted desires. And these unwanted desires are satisfying our senses, eating too much, collecting too much, having bad, even demoniac desires in our hearts. All these. And because kutam bijam phalon mukham, whatever reactions we do, two types of reactions happen. One, we get immediate reaction. For example, I kill somebody. What happens? Police comes and they catch me. They persecute me. They put me in jail for 7 years, 10 years, life imprisonment or hang till death like that. So I get punishment right in this life. It is good for me. Sometimes we get reaction. Good for us. Reactions are good for us. Like in two cases I would quote here, or rather we can think about those two case studies. Parikshit Maharaj and Uttanapad. Parikshit Maharaj, he went to the forest, went too far in the forest. While returning, he was very hungry and thirsty. He went to Shamika Rishi's hermitage and there he saw he was in meditation and Shamika Rishi did not respond because he was in deep trance. And Parikshit was so impatient sort of, and for a second only he thought, why not, he is receiving me properly, I am thirsty, I am hungry, I am king. The moment he thought, little thing came into his mind, little anger, very little anger, and he picked up a snake and then put on the neck of the Shamika Rishi. Finish. And on the other hand, the Shangi little boy was playing around. His friends told him, look, king came and he put snake in the neck of your father. Look at these Kshatriyas, they are so polluted and all that. And then Shringi said, okay, now I am going to give punishment. 4 or 5 year old boy, so powerful, Brahmana's son in Dwapar Yuga. And he cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die in 7 days out of the bite of a snake. So Maharaj Parikshit went back. And all on the way he was thinking, I did not do the right thing. It was my mistake. And I must suffer for my mistake. That was his understanding, that was his meditation. When he went back to his kingdom, news came that he has been cursed. Parikshit Maharaj did not retaliate, did not regret. Regret of course, but did not sort of revengeful. And he said, he took upon himself, yes, I must suffer. But the reaction, for example, a materialist karmi person gets the news that you got a terminal cancer. What he would do? He would like to fulfill all his cherished dreams and desires. That's what their reaction would be. They would say, oh, I did not go to that restaurant, I will go to that. I did not meet this woman or man, I would go and meet now. I would do this, I would go to this. They want to fulfill as much as, but these are senses, never satisfied. But on the other hand, the reaction of a devotee, Maharaj Parikshit, he said, yes, I must suffer. I must take the reaction. Very nicely, humbly, calmly, he discussed with his sabhasad or the ministers, and then he discussed, what should I do? And immediately he left and went to the Gangatatayam on the bank of the Ganges, and there Shukdev Goswami came and that whole Bhagavatam was recited. On the other hand, Uttanapada, when his son Dhruva was refused by his stepmother not to sit on the lap of his father, then what happened? Uttanapada did not react, did not say even a single word to Suruchi, his second wife. And Dhruva left, Narad Muni initiated, and Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then he got perfected his life. But on the other hand, Uttanapada, regretting throughout his life what he did to his son, he should not have done that. So that is the point, that these devotees, and what is the main thing here? The grace is coming here, Phalashruti is coming here in this verse. We heard this Aghasura and Brahma's prayers for last almost more than a month, for 2 months almost. And every single day we have been hearing over and over and over and over again about killing of Aghasura and Brahma's prayers. And the grace is that what will happen to us, that is sure to achieve all his spiritual desires, not material desires. Lord is not going to fulfill our material desires because we are devotees. He knows that we may very easily get entangled. That's why he fulfills all his spiritual desires. Sometimes devotees desire that their children get nice spouses who are devotees. Sometimes they desire that my son or my grandson, he memorize 108 verses of Bhagavad Gita with translation word by word. Sometimes they desire he becomes a brahmachari. All spiritual desires. And Krishna fulfills. No doubt about it. And why? What things, very special thing about this verse is, even if we just desire or meditate on our spiritual desires, offering flowers, making garlands, and doing aarti. Like I remember 15-20 years back, my seva in the temple was to dress Srila Prabhupada. And my temple president, he told me that you have to very carefully do everything. Take the towel and clean his armpits like this. So, I got a dream that in the morning I went to dress Srila Prabhupada and I put towel across his armpits here and I was doing this. And Prabhupada lifted his arm like this. And when I did the other one, he did like this. And I said, oh my God, Prabhupada, you are sitting here. Prabhupada said, yes. And I ran out and met temple president. Prabhu, I saw a dream and it was like that. And our temple president, he said, yes, that's true, he's here. He's here, he's sitting here. Don't think that he's not there. This is meditation. Just one small example. I'm not very advanced devotee, of course. But this is just one such example, because devotee is like a mother, a small baby, not small, like a 4 year or 5 years old baby, and the baby goes to school, preschool, and mother at home picks up his socks, toys, reading books, his clothes, socks, towel, everything mother picks up and wash and put in the rack and shelf and everything nicely. And by touching those things, what she is doing? She is touching the baby. That's the power. In her mood, when she touch anything that belong to baby, she feels like she is touching the baby. This is meditation. Similarly, devotees, when they touch anything which is in connection with the Lord, books, curtains, even the broom which used for cleaning the temple, anything and everything in connection to the Lord, whatever we do, immediately we think of the Lord. Any seva we do, there are thousands of sevas and hundreds of departments. Each seva, big or small, we can think like that, but they are not big or small. They are all connected to Krishna, and by meditating on our service, how can we improve? How can we make it better? How can we go extra mile to get more brownie points? Here it says in the Prabhupada that to get more benefit of our seva, to extract the best out of our seva, is to do it honestly, nicely, and perfectly, and thinking, how can I make it even better what I have been doing? Like one time, I was doing Tulasi Aarti in our temple, and then Ganpati Swami was there, and he said, look, your tray of Tulasi and your Deepak and everything is so brownish, they must be shining. And I realized, yes, that's true. Since that day we started rubbing our all the utensils so nicely, because he wanted us to perfect that seva. He wanted us to improve on our chanting, meditation. So here one example, that tortoise, she lays her eggs on the sand, then just crawl to the ocean and swim there. But thinking of her eggs, they hatch. Just by meditation of the tortoise, thinking, oh, my eggs, my children, like that. Meditation is so powerful. But to speak of mantra meditation, sound vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have to internalize. I remember maybe 25 years back, 26 years back, when I started listening Srila Prabhupada tapes. At that time there was no MP3, there was no even good quality mobiles. So there was a hard cassettes, they would come in a big folders, like 18 in one. And when I ordered them all, they came in two big boxes, and each folder was there. And every day I will pick up one cassette and put into my car player. And I had a pad sitting on the dashboard. And whatever verse Srila Prabhupada quote to make a point, to make an argument, I just put that first word over there on the board, that this is the word of the verse, first word of the verse which just Prabhupada quote for this particular thing. And then we'll go back to home and take that sheet and look into what Prabhupada said in that verse, a verse before that, a verse after that, and pick up that verse Prabhupada mentioned, and then try to memorize it word by word. This is how we should study Srila Prabhupada books and take lessons from these pastimes and purports given by Srila Prabhupada every day. That will be very helpful. To go deeper into the understanding, not superficial, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he went to the South Indian temple, everyone was reading Bhagavad Gita with perfect meter, perfect pronunciation, perfect Sanskrit and everything, and loudly. And on the other end, there was a Brahmana sitting in the corner, and he didn't have the Bhagavad Gita properly, and he was just crying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted him up and embraced him. "Why you were crying?" He said, "My Guru Maharaj told me that I read Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. How can I read Bhagavad Gita? I am crying. But when I look at this picture of Krishna with Arjuna, Krishna is the chariot driver, taking the position of a chariot driver of Arjuna. He is so kind. He is so merciful. He is sometimes taking the service of his devotees." This brings me to my tears that sometimes Lord takes such a position. He is so merciful, so kind. That's why I am crying. So Lord Chaitanya said that you understood Bhagavad Gita very well than those who are reciting very. And similarly, many times we see these professional Bhagavatam reciters. They charge huge money, 10 lakhs, 20 lakhs. And they big sponsors. Why they sponsor? Because they are rich people. And when they organize these things, they pay for prasad, they pay for the reciter. It is good, not too bad, but he is not getting maximum benefit out of it, because the reciter is professional and the sponsor is, he did it, is like a pious good job, good deed, but he did not take to his heart himself the teachings. He did not sit even a day in the Bhagavatam, even though it was recited by the professionals. But they wanted to come on stage, have a garland. It's like a philanthropic charity, like that. Effect will come, but not much. Not much. One time I was chanting near the river, Boise River, and there was a group of Christians was coming. And I was sitting like this and doing my remnant japa in the evening. And the whosoever father, he came to me, because all the whole procession was going near the river, and they had a baptizing ceremony for somebody there. And he came to me right away and said, "I tried meditation, it did not work. Come." I said, "Okay, I'm coming, no problem." I went with them, the whole ceremony happened. So I asked him, when everything was done, said and done, I asked him that, "You were mentioning that you have tried meditation and did not work. So what type of meditation did you do? Where did you go for meditation? And what do you mean by meditation?" He said, "Because I was asked one of the person, he said that you can meditate on anything. So I was meditating on my cat and did not work." So because you were meditating on your cat who died, but then why would you meditate on cat? What is your goal when you meditate? No idea. That is the point. And that's why, like when we went, used to go to book distribution, we used to distribute this mantra meditation of George Harrison on front and John Lennon. That was the most popular book that would go chant and be happy. And that will go much faster, because people will see George Harrison and John Lennon on the front and will explain then. People know, people like to hear about meditation, because in that book distribution you always say, "Hey, come here, we have some books on meditation and yoga." People, because they're too buzz, nice good words, people become attracted nowadays. So they would accept, okay, meditation. And then when we give them card, and ask them to recite the mantra behind the card, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then they will recite it. They will get immense benefit. We give them card, invite for our Sunday feast program, and give them some flyer, pamphlet or book if they want to take. The point is mantra meditation.
Golokir prema dhana harinam sankirtana.
This is the Golok prema dhana. Hari Nam Sankirtan. But we have no taste. When we chant Hare Krishna mantra, because this is transcendental sound vibration, not dependent on any material strata or medium. It totally transcendental, pierces the whole, so many layers of cosmic manifestation and goes all the way to Golok Vrindavan, Golok Dham, and takes the saffron dust from the lotus feet of Krishna and brings that back and sprinkle on us. Such a powerful benediction. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jeevanam. So this is the topmost understanding. And Akrura, he came to take Krishna. It was not a best thing he wanted to do, but he was ordered by Kansa, so he came. And by seeing footprint of Krishna, baby Krishna, he became overwhelmed. And he offered prayers. Nanda Maharaj, when Krishna left Vrindavan, he was just crying and crying, looking at Krishna's paraphernalia or footprints or everything. Mother Yashoda, also like that. On the other hand, Radharani, she would sit under a tree and think of Krishna in separation. Love intensifies in separation. And what happened? The tree would shed all his leaves. Radharani is sad. Krishna is left. Krishna has left. She is not happy. She is so sad. The tears are flowing from her eyes. And her eyes became like a stone. And seeing this, Tota and Mena, parrot and Mena, they are sitting on the tree. And they could not see Radharani's condition. They flew on the other tree, saying that Mena is saying to Tota that, I cannot see Radha like this. I want her to be happy and be cheerful in presence of Krishna like that. I have seen that, but now this stage I cannot bear it. And Mena cried. And when she cried, a drop of tear fell from her eyes on the ground from the tree. And there was a little insect on the ground. When he got flooded in that love of Krishna from Radha, came out of the eyes of Mena. Immediately he got wings and he flew back, went to Vaikuntha, Golok Dham. So devotees, they have this love. Devotees, they have this power that they can bring us to that platform, because they meditate on the pastimes of Krishna 24 hours a day. They think of Krishna. And they have that love for Krishna. Krishna, if you ask him, oh Krishna, please bless me with your love. I want your love. Krishna will say, don't ask me why. I don't have it. How can I have for love for myself? You go to my devotees, they have that love. Ask them. Serve under their guidance. Study under their guidance. Because they have that love. They will deliver you that love. They will deliver you from the suffering of this material condition life. Because they have that full dedication for Krishna. Whatever service, they may be sannyasi, they may be brahmachari, they may be senior devotees, or management, whatever they are, just thinking of, and they are doing it for the pleasure of Krishna in the best possible way they want to do it. They want to do it in a way that is pleasing to the devotees, pleasing to Prabhupada, pleasing to Vaishnavas, pleasing to GBC, pleasing to gurus. They don't want to do anything like that. And one example came to my mind also, Kola Becha Shridhar. He was a very poor person, used to sell banana leaves and banana, and Lord Chaitanya will play with him, tease him sometimes, and his roof is leaking and he doesn't have many, but whatever little bit he has, whatever money, 5-10 paisa he will get by selling these leaves and banana, he would go and offer aarti to Ganga and do seva there. So the point is, no material condition we should put before our devotional service. Ahatuki apratihata. Ahatuki means no ulterior motive in my heart for doing this service. Whatever seva I am doing, purely and purely my intent is to serve you, Krishna, to make you happy. No other motive I have. And apratihata could not be checked by any material condition. It may be raining, it may be snowing. Like I remember when I used to go do Mangal Aarti from my home to the temple, it's snow everywhere, 1 foot of snow, and I would feel like I'm going to Badrinath, doing Aarti. So I would go and sometimes slip off. So no material condition can stop. Prabhupada said, if you cannot walk to Mangal Aarti, to all the devotees, I just want to request, if you cannot walk to Mangal Aarti, Prabhupada said, you should crawl to Mangal Aarti. Such a powerful statement. I sometimes thought about it. I cannot do it. I cannot crawl. But Prabhupada gave emphasis that you should crawl. Never miss Mangal Aarti. That's the point. That's our main program. Chanting and full program. 4, 16, 4. Rise 4 o'clock in the morning. Attend 4 o'clock program. Chant good 16 rounds. And follow 4 regulative principles. And go back to God at Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions or comments?
And the 13th line says, unless one is very advanced in Krishna consciousness, one cannot stick to hearing the pastimes of the Lord constantly. So, what can you say about that?
Oh, very good question. The question is, in 13.1 it is mentioned, unless one is a pure advanced devotee, he cannot stick to this program of chanting, hearing. It's like an interactive process. Interactive means we start with Ado Shraddha. I am in the beginning, I have some faith. Devotees are nice, they are doing something good. There is no harm in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there is no harm in listening to the pastimes of the Lord. Ado Shraddha, I have faith in the beginning. I go. Tata Sadhu Sangha. Then I associate with devotees. And when I associate with devotees, that's the key point. Because that association will purify my heart, will give me taste, will give me the understanding. Because without association, it's not possible. So the key thing is, like they are sometimes say, three things are necessary for your spiritual life. Number one, association of the devotees of the Lord. And number two, association of the devotees of the Lord. And number three, association of the devotees of the Lord. Three things are necessary. And all the same, we must associate with devotees to improve or to have. It's very easy. If we do not rise in the morning, if we do not come to temple, if we do not listen to the class, very quickly, within a day or two, our taste for hearing, our taste for chanting will be gone. And the biggest difficulty is, if we commit an offense to the devotees, immediate effect will be, your chanting will become so poor. you cannot come out of it. Because you have no ecstasy left. You are chanting because you have committed offense. Ecstasy is taken away by Krishna. And when ecstasy is taken away, you have no taste, no mood, no desire.
Isn't it too fanatical? It's cold out, it's raining, and I have my deities at home. Krishna's in my heart. Why are you so fanatical when you come to the temple?
Very good question. Yeah, it's like coming to Mangal Arati, the ritual and rain and snow. Why should I go? Better, because Krishna is my heart. Like one time, when I was in America, I was a new devotee, very powerful preacher at that time, not now. So at that time I was very fired up. So I asked my mother and my father, chant Hare Krishna. And my father and mother, they said, I always chant. My father-in-law also like that. I am always chanting, always thinking of Krishna. I asked Guru Maharaj, Maharaj, he is saying like this. They don't want to chant. They are saying Krishna is in my heart. So Maharaj said, tell them that I am in your heart too. Why I do need to come to India and meet you? Why do you are waiting for me? I am in your heart, just have fun. So the thing is, we have to act on that platform. We have to do something about it. We cannot just say, everything is in my heart, everything is my mind, or whatever I am doing. Like sometimes they say, why chant 16 rounds? Why count on the beads? Why there is a need? I chant always. Kirtaniya Sadahari, I'm always chanting. And then Maharaj said, Sankhya Purvak Namagan Nitivi Bharavahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. Sankhya Purvak. Maharaj said, like your money, you count and you put it in your purse and put it in your bag here. You know how much money you have. Similarly, your bank account, you know what money you have, whatever diamonds or jewelry you have in your bank account, lockers, you know all of that. Same way, you should remember, you should know, you should account and count how many times so far during last 10, 15, 20, 30 years of chanting every day, how much names I have accumulated in my account, because that is the only difference we can make in our lives. Our destiny, everything is fixed. When we chant Hare Krishna and clap and dance, Ramdev, he mentioned that 56 diseases are cured just by clapping. But he did not say that your birth and death, the biggest disease of Sansar Sagar, will also be taken away by chanting and clapping and dancing in Hare Krishna Kirtan. That's the power. So the thing is, our destiny is fixed. We cannot change it. But when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, that is, sometimes people say, let's make a difference in the world. Let's make a different difference in this whole thing. I want to make some impact in this world. I lived for 50, 60 years. I taught so many students. I did so much research, so many research papers, so much development. I made a difference. I am the guru of nuclear science. I am guru of physics. But what did you do for yourself? Your atma. Now you are going to go to hell after your death. So the point is, the only difference we can make in our life is taking the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. Then our lok and paralok both will be perfected. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana pariupasate tesham nitya bhuktanam yoga shema mahamyam. Those who exclusively worship and serve me, whatever they have I preserve, and whatever they lack I provide. Krishna saying, nobody can take. So this is the only thing we cannot touch. Even a single, whatever language, beauty, health, wealth, position, houses, children, grandchildren, whatever I got is all predestined. Now, how I take all of this for sense gratification or in service of Krishna? That is the difference I can make. Next, any other question? Thank you. But you can anyway speak, I will repeat. Little loudly.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, you were giving the example of the children. Our children and grandchildren, you were giving the examples. So sometimes you will see when our children they are in Krishna consciousness, you are very much happy. But when they are not in Krishna consciousness, then you feel nervous. So how is that we should always think that we are in Krishna consciousness?
We have to make effort. It happens. This is the biggest problem nowadays in ISKCON. The devotees, their children are not able to continue the practices which we gave them in their childhood. He had a shikha, a nice feedback and everything. He used to chant. When he became 12, 13, 14, Maya took him away. It happens. They become, but this same question I asked to Sachinandan Maharaj, one time I was in Juhu temple, I asked the same question to Maharaj. And Maharaj very nicely said, look, you have created a bed, a channel, you have dug it. And when rain will come, the water will flow through that. So sooner or later, because they have a seed of Krishna consciousness, because they have, you have given them. But at the same time, we like Vijay Prabhu was mentioning that he used to go once a year to meet his family members and he would teach them a little bit or something and they come back again quickly. He would not stay longer with them. So many devotees, they preach to their children. Sometimes you have raised nicely, very nicely your son or daughter and now you got them married. For some reason they are not devotees or they are pseudo or they are not, they are semi-devotees like that. They believe in Krishna, they believe in mantra but they don't practice it. So what if you feel, you're feeling bad? You're feeling, oh my God, what I did to my children? But you know, keep giving them association by loving them. We have to love them. We cannot criticize, oh, you have given up chanting, you rascal, I don't want to talk to you. No, we don't want to say that. We want to give them our pure, unalloyed love that sometimes you have to chant even on phone. Sometimes you have to read some story to them on telephone, on mobile. That I read this thing today, very nice, came to my mind and that reminds me of you, you were like this. So we try to remind them their past times when they were small and do everything, tulsi, aarti, jal and everything. Then they become, oh yeah, 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 I have to chant my rounds, I will chant my rounds, okay, okay, okay. But then they will forget again, remind them, that's the process. Any other questions? Yes, mother. Microphone. Or you can speak up, somebody will loudly say something. Very good question. Good question. Like the parents are not devotees, right?
No, my father is a practicing, but not.
Oh, practicing. So they are practicing, and here.
Not mother.
So it happens like a semi-devotee. So it's like they are not fully engaged or oriented towards Krishna consciousness. So it happens. It happens very often. But what we can do? We first of all get our own strength chanting our good rounds in the morning. First of all, we have to fix ourselves, fix in our seva, our devotional life, our mind, our consciousness, and then we give them our association. My brother, he got cancer, so I used to go and sit beside him and chant Hare Krishna mantra. What you can do? Because now he got cancer, he's sedated and he cannot chant, so I would sit beside him and chant Hare Krishna mantra. So the thing is, we have to chant for them. We have to somehow play the Prabhupada's chanting in their rooms or like that. So that effect will come. What do you say?
They don't want.
It happens, still they will get benefit just because we are their children. They will get benefit. Like Prahlad Maharaj and his father, Hiranyakashipu. So father got benefit of child becoming a devotee. So if we become good devotee, parents will get benefit. Thank you. Any other question? Hare Krishna.